Rolling in Hills was the TLC Dime Simon Dalid safe base. Now, in Aleph, he was focusing on the issue of the bracha of Alon TLC Dime for Shachris. In the Shulchan Aruch's mind, the Metzias is essentially going to do one washing for both getting rid of your Ruach Ra and for the TLC Dime for Shachris. That combines them into a single washing. So, because of that, you're going to see it's like flip flopping back and forth to the dinim of Ruach Ra and the hikun, you know, the preparations for davening. So, while Aleph was focused essentially on the bracha angle, we're going to see a ruach rah today. Yeah, there are two different things. In practice, how it works out for us is we do the first time we wash is for ruach rah, three times on each side, and then we will wash subsequently for the preparations for tefillah, even if it's, you know, one after the other, but there's a bathroom between and so on. But in any case, here in Sif base, we're going to now revert back to the washing for Ruach Ra. Okay? So again, his mind is all one washing, but in our practice, this will come first and separate. So that's what it says now. It says, Yedaktek, you should be careful, La'aros Alei Mayim, Shalosh Pamim. But when you want to wash your hands to get rid of the Ruach Ra, you want to be careful to do it Daktek three times in each hand. La'avir Ruach Ra, Shishar Aleim, to remove the Ruach Ra, the, evil spirit that is shora, that lingers upon them. What goes on? A person sleeps at night, his neshama goes up to wherever neshamas go, and a person sleeps, leaves his body sort of bereft of a level of kedusha. Whenever a kli kodesh, anything that's, you know, a kadosh thing, is loses its kedusha, so then, like, in the wake of that loss of kedusha, you have a tumah that sets in. So this ruach ra is left on the person, because his neshama has left him temporarily. When it comes back, there's like this leftover, a residue makes it as an uncomfortable word, but he's left over, this tumah is left over, and for whatever reason, which you cannot ask me, the tumah is left on his hands only. It seems from, I always thought before I learned this again yesterday, that it's left on the fingers or fingertips, but I'm seeing here in many places people are treating it as your whole hand. The tumah is up to your whole hand. Okay, so that's what it seems like today, from a number of places I've seen today. The tumah's on your whole hand. And that's what happens. So to get rid of it, you have to wash alternating hands, like we'll see now in a second, on each side. So
could it have something to do with, it's brought down somewhere, that the sleep is like 1/60th of death?
It is connected to that.
Is there some relationship?
There is a relationship. Yeah, the relationship in brief is that you have, without getting into it, is that your neshama disconnects from your body in part when you're sleeping and in full when you're dead. So that's the idea. We'll discuss another time, 1/60th. But you actually did remind me of a good point, which is there's a question, the Beis Yosef is not sure actually what is the cause of this Ruach Ra. And we discussed it yesterday, but I don't bring it to the table because today it's relevant for us. Is it when you sleep, and when you, like I described, or is it that in the nighttime, like when like the negative spirits are holding sway, that when they leave at daybreak, what's left behind is a tumah on us. There are big nafkaminas, of course, and the halacha, this is gonna, if a person, let's say, got up before alos hashachar, before dawn, let's say 72 minutes before before sunrise, so you get up, you know, 3 a.m. What's gonna happen is you're gonna wash your hands at 3 a.m. when you get up, and again at Alos HaShachar, which is roughly half past five now. Okay, so you can wash your hands twice, because you have to back both horses. You're not for sure what caused the Ruach Ra. In any case, here in Sif Katan Ches, he says, Yedaktek, you should be careful. Ki chutz matamim hanizkar b'sif katan aleph. He says, besides what we said before, shetzarech litol yadav l'tfila. That was all for washing hands and for that pasuk of hikun, preparation to serve Hashem, or like the Rashba, you're a Briya Chadasha. He's here, is a different issue altogether, unrelated. You have to also wash your hands because of this Ruach Ra that lingers on your hands. Ach, however, if you're talking about a hand washing that's dealing just with removing Ruach Ra, which crops from other places too, lo hayo masakin al zeh bracha. Chazal would never make a bracha to remove Ruach Ra from your hands. That they wouldn't do. It's a bracha, a positive thing, a preparation for davening or for your avodas Hashem for the day. But to just remove Ruach Ra, they wouldn't make a bracha. And talk, you see, there are other times, I don't know, you leave a basic faros and you get a haircut and things like that. There are lots, we'll see, there are different reasons why a person washes his hands to remove some Ruach HaTumah from himself. There's no bracha ever to be said. So the bracha has nothing to do with the removal of Ruach Ra. Therefore, if you're going to wash only one time, like looking again as a single washing, you would need the issues from Seif Aleph to discuss the issue of bracha. But in any case, like I said here, although in the Mechaber's world, it's all one washing, in our world, it's really two separate washings. And now we're dealing with, in Seif Beis, here, the second washing. So in Seif Katan Tes, it says, La'aros Alehen, to pour water on them, Ve'yitlam L'chachila Ad Perek Hazroa. You should wash them l'charchila when you put three times in each hand up to your wrist. Perek means the joint, the zero of your arm. It means your wrist. So you should wash the whole hand. And like I said to you, I see in the Kaf HaChaim and others that the Ruach HaTumah seems to be left. The Ruach HaTumah is up their whole hand, not just your fingers. And they come to give answers like, oh, on Yom Kippur, what's on Yom Kippur, for example? Oh, on Yom Kippur, and they say, oh, well, the Ruach. Kavachan says the Ruach HaTumah isn't so strong then. Like, just giving you an idea. They say, what's with Tisha B'Av? Okay, we're not so makbid. I don't understand the Turutz really. Yes, there's the first I ever saw this idea that really the Ruach HaTumah is all the way to your wrist. You ever heard that before? But it's L'chor, it makes sense, right? That's how it is.
That's what we wash.
That's what you wash too.
Because the other times we wash through here, I assume maybe really it's still
here. Okay, so it seems that the Ruach HaTumah taka is to your wrist, and therefore L'chachil, you should wash your hands three times at each side up to your wrist. V'im ein lo mayim, what if you have no water? That happens sometimes, right? Or like, I don't know what, you're stuck in the desert, you don't have much water to go around. Whatever the story is, da'i ad kishri etzba'osav, then it's sufficient to wash just up to the knuckles, meaning like your whole finger, just your whole fingers. These are also the knuckles, right?
The upper knuckles,
yeah? These are called the proximal phalanges, are these called? What are they called? Anyways, up there.
Knuckles.
No, because there's two sets of knuckles. The whole finger. What about the whole fingers? Should be washed. That's that. Fine. V'tzach lifshot hakapot. You have to stretch out your hands. Kamisha wrote to the Kabbal Devar. Like someone who's going to accept something. You're accepting the tahara. So when you wash your hands, you should have your hands like palm up and hands out. Yeah, he's going to say up to your head in a second, but v'yagbiyam adarosh, and bring them up to your hands. Up to your head, excuse me. Bring your hands up. So that means you're gonna wash your hands like palm up, as if you're receiving something. As my observation, this hands to your head thing seems it's an source and a result, and it seems that it's got to do with making your bracha up to your hands. It's all pi kabbalah. As far as I am aware, people are not making brachas then if it's washing. And people, I don't believe people are putting their hands up to their heads for the wash in the mornings. Maybe they are, but I don't, anyone do that? Anyone have seen them do that? It's something different. That's for a suit.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
No, but, now, there is the issue that until this. So this. Okay. So as far as I understand, this Kabbalistic idea of lifting your hands up to your face, literally to your face, is the result or to your head. That seems to not be what people do. I'm not 100% sure why. It seems to the result. His focus on. I can't say.
My wife has a question.
She lifts it up in the morning also.
Or
only when she washes her bread.
You're dying.
So now, there is a separate issue. Leave Kabbalah out of it. There's a separate issue, which is when you wash your hands, like for a Suda, you want to keep your hands up as a separate din all to itself, besides for this. The hands up issue is because we're afraid that the water should flow like down your arm, and then if your hand's downward, to flow back onto your hand and re-matama your hand. I don't get into Tumah Tahara here, but that's the issue, since the Tilas Yadayim for a Suda has to do with like this Srach Tumah that Chazal invented on your hands. They should be tummy, you should wash them, and also so you should prepare yourself when you're eating a Suda like a Voda. But in any case, it's both things that either literally or conceptually apply, that you don't want to let the Tumah that's further up your body come down onto your hands. So your hands are upwards, so the water doesn't roll back onto your hands. So that Lechora could apply here too, in as much as you want your hands to stay clean, and we're going to see in a second that the Gravin had this fourth washing. The water itself contains the Tumah, so you don't want it flowing back in your hands, you want it off, so you have your hands upwards. But I don't see, as far as I know, people who are stringent will talk a wash with their palms up, but I don't know, and maybe they even angle their fingers upwards, but then they just rinse it a fourth time, yes or no, and then they dry it on the spot. I don't think people lift up their head, as far as I'm aware. But if you want to, you got a Mishnah Berurah that says you should. Okay. Now, Gam Tov Ladiach Piv, he says, oh, by the way, this is like a new point here. It's while you're washing your hands in the morning, and remember we said already a person, based on the Gemara, should wash his face for Kavod of Hashem. He says also it's good, the right thing to do is Ladiach Piv, to rinse out your mouth. In our day and age, I'd say brush your teeth. But the point is that even if not, you should rinse your mouth out, because you have like, you know, like, reverin, what do you call it? Like, you know, nasty saliva, I don't know what you call it. It must be better. Mucus? Oh, I don't know. You know, whatever it is, you got whatever, you know, the stuff that you want to get out of your mouth and you brush your teeth and you gargle Listerine, whatever it is. Since you're going to say Hashem's name with that mouth, you better clean it out first. That's the right thing to do. So good. And he says, by the way, Uvatanis Sibur Loyadiach. If you're taking a public, under the Tanis Sibur, you shouldn't rinse out your mouth. I think there are posting where Mako with things that people use Listerine. I'm not prepared to discuss anything tonight. I don't
either.
Regular Tanesim. Tanis Sibur, but not Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av, that's right. And certainly everyone agrees, by the way, on a Tanis Yachid, if you decide that you're going to, on a Mincha before you decide you're going to make a private fast, then you could rinse your mouth out, by the way. It's Meduyak here, it says Tanis Sibur. But on a Tanis Yachid, you could tuck into it. Okay, fine. So now, Sivkat and Yud, Shalosh Pamim, three times. So he says, Afilu Shofach Harbet Bapam Echad. Even if you pour like you know, an ocean of water on your hand in one big long swoosh, ain't no oil. That helps nothing. That doesn't work. Ki ain't a ruach holech ela b'shelish pam. If you want the ruach to get lost, you need three separate harot, three separate pourings. Dehainu. And now he says the famous pam achas al yad yamin. First you wash your right hand. Ba'achar kach al yad smol. Then you wash your left hand. And repeat, you know, two more times for a total of three times in alternating hands, right then left. Okay, now for Masa Rav, and it's brought down that what the Bra used to do is Kasav Arba Pamim, he used to do it four times, i.e. a fourth time alternating. Shalosh Pamim Lahavir Ruach Ra, three times to get rid of the Ruach Ra. For Ravias, and the fourth time Lahavir Mayim Shenitmu, to get rid of the water itself, which is Tame, you know, holding the Tumah. Now, fine, that's that. Now, as far as I understand from the issue is, I can't explain to you why, but the Zohar says that the Tahor should pour onto the Tameh. So, which is a din that would apply, say, we'll see in a second, other people pouring into your hands, right? But also, because you shouldn't have someone who hasn't washed his hands wash your hands, but for Tumah. But also, I guess the issue is you're trying to make your, like the more tower hands should wash and the less tower hands. Like they, so they should sort of keep, you know, like a, as each one's ratcheting up in Kedusha, they should wash one over the other. The actual mechanics, like why it should be that way, I can't say. But let me just speak out, lamaisa, like nitty gritty. Again, that right hand is going first, because we have this idea of the right having Kadima. It's like Chesed and Hashem. Again, we spoke about before that right sometimes has Kadima because of like this, you know, the Kabbalistic chesed angle, and sometimes right is kadima because it's your stronger hand and you want to do things with strength. Here it's brought down, this is Kabbalistic in nature, and the right goes first, even if you're a lefty. So that wouldn't make a difference. Also, you're supposed to pick up the kli with your right hand first, and then hand it to your left, and then pour on your right first, then your left. Again, right always leading the way. Okay, so that's how it goes. So it's a, yep. You know, like anything. Once you're used to it, it's no big deal. What? Good question. Lachor, for this, it's not a problem. For this, it's not a problem. Because here, it's... I don't think you're not re-matama things. It just only... It's like a ratchet. It only gets less and less and less as you pour. There is a potential issue when it comes to Nitilas Kedayim for Suda, because there we're like paralleling Lachos of Tumah and Tahara, and you could be re-matama things. But... for another time. For now, it's, I don't think it's not a problem at all, that's what I understand. Not an issue at all. Another rub, your hands are definitely wet. There's no water splashing everywhere because you're alternating hands, right? So that's that. Okay.
If you're concerned about pre-washing, I think anybody's supposed to make sure your hands are dry. So maybe you might want to wipe the handles or hold it or something.
Is it such a thing your hands should be dry? None of the Nosei Kalim anywhere mentions a chatzitza issue at all. There's no mention of chatzitza for for Ruach Ra. For all I know, he could be wearing gloves and doing it. I mean, I doubt it. I understand, but I'm just speaking it out. Like, there's no hakpada to that at all. If no one mentions anything anywhere. Neither dry. I'm saying even forget dry. I'm saying even chatzitza, which is like worse than dry. That's like something. There's no mention of it. No one mentions chatzitzas here, which is the whole world of halacha to itself. By like say you know hand washing for a suda. I don't know the rules. It's like this is something Kabbalistic in nature, why it should work. But anyways, no mention of chatzitza anywhere at all. I mean, what? I'm not suggesting you should wash nisal sidayim with gloves on. I'm just saying, I don't see any mention about wet hands, about drying your hands, about cleaning your hands prior to it. None of that. I don't see any of that happening here. Okay? Nowhere. No, that's that. Okay. Now, okay. By the way, he says, Tzarech lizar nashim. Women have to also be careful of this. She is haru benetilas yadayim shlosh pam b'serugin kamo anashim. First of all, women are people too. They have ruach ra, and they go to sleep and wake up, so they should get their hands washed also. L'chor, all the same dinim would apply. In other words, if they get up in the night time and then they're going to be up from before Los HaShachar again in the morning. Really, the minig, as far as I understand, minig is a funny word here, is for women to not... Women seem to not wash their hands to deal with the baby in the middle of the night. Really, they ought, as we'll see in a second, they really ought to if they're going to be like wiping the baby or deal with the baby's food. We'll see in a second that touching orifices and touching food is a problem. So really they should. But I'll leave it to your good judgment. Like, there's obviously, they really ought to, but obviously it can make them rather crazy, and I wouldn't necessarily advocate craziness. We'll see, that's step one. Just hear that women are, the same deenim apply to women like a man, no difference. And he says more than that, v'gam, you got a second reason why women should be careful, ki hem misaknin ha-machalim, they prepare food. And that's true for babies, formula 2, whatever it is. Shli yitamim b'yadehim, they shouldn't touch the food with their hands and then put the ruach hatumah into the food. Now, gam, also, yesh lizaher ha-katanim, you should also be careful with children, little children, the yitlu yadehim b'shachris, they should wash their hands chakras, ki nogim b'machal, they also touch food, and they touch everything, you know. V'negias akum b'machalim below netilas yadayim ein lachush. When it comes to non-Jews touching things like food and so on, don't worry about it. D'lo makab l'tumah, non-Jews don't have this tumah problem altogether. Really, the basic reason why is, like I said at the the introduction today, that the tumah shows when you have like a vacuum left when kedusha departs from a kli, if there's not a kedusha in the first place, and then there's not any residue of tumah left behind when they sleep, whatever it is. So they're not susceptible to tumah, even like a kever of a non-Jew is lechor namatama and so on. Okay. Anyways, so not a problem with that. Now, halach lamaisa, what's the children? So now, ostensibly, it seems that the Mishnah Berurah is saying to be careful of children at any age, no age, and as from the get-go, from 6 months old, I don't know, from one day old, I don't know, whenever they're getting up, you should wash their hands, no rule. That's very weird at first blush, because when it comes to children, usually they don't have mitzvahs on their own. We usually look at it as they don't have mitzvahs, we just have mitzvahs being mechanach them to do mitzvahs. That being the case, what's the age? It's always, if there's an intellectual component, when they understand it. If there's no real intellectual component to it, or at least baseline of the mitzvah is just a maisa in action. So then, as soon as they can do the action properly, sleep in the sukkah without, you know, panicking when they wake up, and, you know, wearing tzitzis when they can just wear the thing, and so on and so forth, young ages. But whatever the age is, you would think until they can wash their hands, they shouldn't be chayav. That would be normal chinuch, which would be, I don't know, let's only get 3 years old also, let's say. Here, the issue is, forget them, their chinuch. They're being self-destructive. They're sticking their fingers in their wherever, their mouth and stuff, and that's bad news. We'll see in a second. You can't do that. So therefore, we're saying to wash hands from the outset. Now, that all being the case, the minhag seems to be by most people not to fuss with that. Chassidim, I think, are makbid. I think chassidim taka do keep water by the bed of the child and wash the hands of the child when they wake up. More power to them. Now. We rely not on that. What we rely on is the Gra said that the Geret Tzedek of Vilna, whoever he was, when he died, so the ruach, the power of Ruach HaTumah decreased in the world, and we rely on that. That's where it seems to be, that we just basically don't fuss so much about the children anymore. And that seems to be, but as far as I understand it, what? Sorry?
Why would that apply more to children than anybody else?
No, across the board, it's much more makel. We're going to rely lots of kulas. But I'm saying, but the minhag, see, we're food in a minute, we're going to see, we're also going to muck it on and so on. So there's kulas that have kicked in here. Anyways, what can I tell you? It seems people don't do it, but maybe, you know, with everything else, there's a resurgence of punctiliousness and observance. I think people are washing the children's hands from a younger age. If you try it, you'll see it's not as easy or as romantic as it sounds.
Why would it be then only in the morning?
Every time they sleep, it's like, you know, whatever. Okay. I'm reiterating, I do not believe that people are knowing to do it. And if you want to know why, I'm telling you, as far as I understood, it's because of this, the visa of the Ger Tzedek of Vilna, since then it's less. Okay. No, Lachara, all of this, for all I know, this is all like germs, for all I know. And that's the issue. But who said? Maybe it's totally ruchani in nature, and alcohol is not going to work for you. I'm just speaking that out. You'll see, we're going to have other issues in a second that certainly scream that sound like germs also, but how do I know? So you got to wash your hands first? Three times in each side? You ought to. Yeah. And so again, you'll be there. People seem to be makel, and I guess they're relying with the food and the children in the middle of the night, three times and all stuff. They're relying on these other kulas. Okay, fine. That's that. I just want to speak something out. There's something weird floating around. The Bir Lachatz is something very weird, which I have no hesber on. He just says, if you look there, he says, "B'di'evet afilo natal rak yado achas levad." If you washed just one hand, lachora three times. Sar ruach ra ma'oso ayad, then the ruach will go off that one hand. The problem is, good, I have to accept that at face value. The problem is, it seems like all these Kabbalistic works, and that's where the source of this three times is, seem you need to have the Sarugan angle dafka, the alternating right, left, right, left. I don't know what to make of it. I can't imagine two halach lamaisa. Bir lacha, like yadaktik laro salay maim sholosh pamim, and he says, you wash just one hand, lechora, three times. I don't know what to make of that.
What if you don't have enough water?
That's interesting. I think that's the point. The person only has one hand. And he washed it.
Or maybe doesn't have use of the other hand. Maybe it's broken.
Oh, I see. Okay, look, Yikolio, so that's a good point. So indeed, if you have a broken hand, no hand, so then you should taka watch as one hand, and that will be what will be. Okay, that's good, I like that.